Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's exactly the way that I am. And you call me in the morning with your troubles. Taking it downtown every night. I could never place the stars at night. But got my hands on the ground and you know I'm right. You wait so long.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Last week was a big one for the Minnesota bluegrass band Trampled by Turtles. Yes, their new record came out. The album Stars and Satellites is a highly anticipated follow-up to this 2010 release, Palomino. But the real news from last week is this. The mayors of Duluth and Minneapolis declared April 11th Trampled by Turtles Day, and they renamed the stretch of I-35 between the two cities Trampled by Turtles Trail. We'll find out more in a moment, but first let's hear a song. Alone is the name of this one. It's Trampled by Turtles live on Soundcheck.
Come into the world alone. And you go out of the world alone. But in between is you and me. Summer breezes blow so tall. And the winter nights are cold and so long. But in between the falling leaves,
the band is Trampled by Turtles, and that song's called Alone. You'll find it on their new album, Stars and Satellites, but that's a live performance by the band here in the studio. Let me introduce you to Trampled by Turtles. Dave Simonette.
Hello.
Singing and playing guitar. Dave Carroll, banjo, backing vocals. Ryan Young, fiddle and backing vocals. Tim Saxog, playing the acoustic bass guitar and some vocals. Eric Berry on mandolin. Dave, to you and the boys, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
The new album bears this this line, this dedication in the liner notes. It says, dedicated to the ones we've lost and the ones we've gained, which I mention here because it seems to go right to the start of the song you just played. You know, we enter the world alone, we leave the world alone.
Right.
Was there a lot of leaving and arriving during the time you guys were making this record?
Yeah, it really in the year leading up to it, there was. And I think a lot of that made its way into the record. And I think a lot of that kind of had a lot to do with how the record ended up coming out with us. You know, it's a little bit mellower than some stuff we've done before. And we chose to do it in a pretty remote and kind of quiet setting. And it all kind of came together, I think.
Mm-hmm. It came together for you guys, and it apparently has come together for some pretty high-profile fans. I mean, Mayor R.T. Ryback of Minneapolis,
right,
and Mayor Don Ness of Duluth. How do two cities claim a single band?
Well, we're kind of spread out. I mean, we started in Duluth. A couple of us now live in Minneapolis and St. Paul. And the release show for the record was in Minneapolis. But I don't know how they came up with it. You know, that was independent of us.
So the two mayors got together and declared April 11th to be Trampled by Turtles Day in both Duluth and Minneapolis.
Right.
And then at one of your concerts, is this right, they went stage diving,
yeah,
crowd surfing?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, are we talking like 30-year-old mayors, or are we talking...
I believe they're a little bit older than that. But they,
well, good for them.
Yeah, it was fantastic, man. They got up on stage and read their proclamation that they had written up, declaring the day, and then they jumped into the crowd, and it went better for one of them than the other one, but neither was hurt, I don't think. Maybe a little pride hurt, but no bones.
And then they renamed I-35 between Duluth and Minneapolis Trampled by Turtles Trail.
Yeah, well,
can they do that?
Well, that's a little bit of a gray area there.
Okay.
No, I don't think they're the mayor of the interstate system,
yeah,
but we're flattered, you know. It was nice of them.
Part of me thinks these guys just like saying Trampled by Turtles.
Maybe.
Where does that name come from?
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, we've really tried to come up with a great story for that for the last, 9 years now? And we can't. And so, I mean, the truth is fairly boring. It was, we started as a side project. We had a couple shows booked, and we didn't have a name. And we all brought little notebooks of awful band names and started shooting them off, and nobody liked any of them. And Eric, our mandolin player, threw that one out, and it was really the first one we didn't, like, hate. And
There
we go. And then, you know.
Can I tell you how many times that has been the answer to the
really
band name
question?
It's
hard to name a band, man.
Yeah,
you know?
We had a gig. We needed a name.
Right.
And that's what we came up
yeah,
with.
Yeah, I think that maybe some people, people would like to think that there's some great story behind the band name, but a lot of times it's just a practical matter of.
Absolutely.
You need one.
You got a gig, you need a name.
Right.
Trampled by Turtles are with us on Soundcheck. They are playing tonight at Webster Hall here in New York and playing for us this afternoon. Speaking of the interstate, you want to do Midnight on the Interstate
yeah,
next?
Yeah, sure thing.
This is Trampled by Turtles, live on Soundcheck.
Late night, midnight on the interstate, and I didn't feel so great until I saw the city, and I was younger and open like a child. Man, it's been a while.
times I felt that way. Happy birthday, you didn't want to celebrate. I was an hour late, and you fell apart. Mostly sober. Sometimes I change my mind. I don't have the time. No, we never do. Love and love and nothing else is all I need.
Once again, the band Trampled by Turtles playing live in the Soundcheck studio, and Midnight on the Interstate, the name of that one. Dave, you were mentioning before the sort of different sound of this new record, Stars and Satellites. There are a couple of tracks on it that have the more frenetic, you know, sort of rock-inflected bluegrass that you guys were known for previously.
Sure, yeah.
Like this track, Walt Whitman. So once everyone's tuned up, I want to give you a chance to play that for us, too.
Okay.
Is it about the poet?
The song itself, no. I would say no, it's not.
More about...
Influenced by a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I sometimes, if I'm a little stuck songwriting, it's a technique that I've used is to go through books and just grab, like, 12 random words,
mm-hmm,
and put them on paper and then, you know, make something out of it or something. And
there's your Trampled by Turtles, yeah, origin myth, and
right,
pulling words out,
right,
of it.
I think if I would have used Walt Whitman, we would have come up with a better name. But
it's a drinking song as opposed to a poetry song.
Sure. But there is a little bit of the influence of him in there, because actually part of the lyric that I ended up using for the song came from one of those, what I think is called a fountain poem, but it came from that, from Leaves of Grass. So I thought, you know, it's his fault I wrote the song, so
all right,
as well give him a little credit.
The band Trampled by Turtles playing tonight at Webster Hall. This song is called Walt Whitman, live on Soundcheck.
On my own, on my own, on my own.
That is the band Trampled by Turtles, live in the Soundcheck studio. Their song is called Walt Whitman from the new album. And that's going to do it for Soundcheck today. On tomorrow's show, the Tribeca Film Festival is starting, and we'll get a preview of some of this year's more musical selections, including a documentary about the choir kids and viral video sensations from PS22 in Staten Island, and live music from Mexican guitar virtuosos Rodrigo and Gabriela. That's tomorrow on Soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, the program produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn, with help from Margaret Bresnahan. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help from Amy Pearl and Chris Nolan. I'm John Schaefer.